Oh, episode number 102. What's up, everybody? How you doing tonight, drinkers, drunkies, winos, you fucking hobos? How the hell is everybody doing tonight? I'm surprised I have a voice, honestly. I just got back from the Winter Classic, which was a fucking gem. Dallas did it right. NHL, good fucking job. Great production. Super fucking satisfied, but I almost lost my voice from just yelling at the top of my goddamn lungs for about 3.5 hours. I kind of feel like, I don't feel sick, but if my throat feels scratchy like that, you know? Like if you say something too loud, you're just going to start coughing. Kind of like a smoker's cough, you know? And what a fucking game, dude. I'm so fucking, thank you, by the way. Let me go ahead and give a shout out. Thank you, Jeremy, for the ticket to the Winter Classic. I really fucking enjoyed it. I think I told him about a million times. I probably drove him crazy telling him how thankful I was to be able to go to this thing. Just a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity arose, and I took advantage, and dude, it was so goddamn fun. I had such a great time. I probably walked around the Cotton Bowl about 6 times. I probably lapped that place about 6 times. I would just kind of get up during the middle of the game. You know, you got to take a piss. You want to go buy a hot dog. Not vegan, by the way. You know, I wanted a soda. And I was just kind of walking around the place. I had several friends. I see people tagging themselves on Facebook. And, you know, I talked to a couple of friends the week prior that were going to be out there. I was just walking around, just fucking looking for people I knew. And ran into a couple. But, dude, my legs are fucking tired. My throat is done, you know. But I had so much fucking fun, dude. Like, I've been in traffic jams before, you know, on the highway or whatever. I've actually sat on Highway 30 in a traffic jam at, like, 3 in the fucking morning after, like, playing a show or something. And I'm just like, fuck, I'm exhausted. I just want to go home. I'm in bumper-to-bumper traffic. But it was like that just with people walking in the Cotton Bowl. It was not set up. And a guy said it as he was passing, you know, as he was squeezing through the smallest little space to get by all the fucking sea of humanity. And he's like, this is why they don't have games here. You know, talking about the Cotton Bowl. And I think that's true, man. Like, we were literally at a standstill. There was a part in the stadium where people are just trying to go around, you know, the outside bowl where you can buy all the concessions and all that shit. And then there's one gate right there, and we were all fucking crammed in, dude. I don't know how many fucking people were there, but all I know, it was assholes and elbows, and but we were just standing there. We couldn't fucking move. Everybody's just kind of like giggling, like I've never been stuck this close to people. I've been stuck in a car before, but not, you know, never just like human to human. And this fat fucking, I mean, he was a Dallas Stars fan. I'm going to try. No, I'm not. I'm not going to try to take it easy on this fat fucking Stars fan behind me with this big ass fucking beer gut, dude. Just kept like resting his gut on my fucking back. I just should have looked back and be like, are we fucking dating? Are you trying to bend me over? What the fuck is happening here, man? And the only thing that could have made it worse, I didn't actually look back at the guy. I just tried to keep moving forward. I didn't say anything. I was trying to stay in a good mood. And, you know, the only thing that would have made it worse is if he had his shirt off, which I'm assuming he had his shirt on since we were at an event, but I don't know for sure. I don't know 100% for sure. But, yeah, man, great fucking game. I'm so fucking thankful I got to go to the damn thing. Thanks again, Jeremy. I know I thanked you a trillion times, but thank you, seriously, if you're listening. I really do appreciate it. But dude, yeah, just fucking great. So it's hard to imagine what it's going to be like before you get there. And I'm thinking, you know, our seats are down pretty fucking close behind one of the nets. And I'm thinking, shit, we're going to be right on the fucking glass. Well, that's not how they do it. And I should have known that from watching Winter Classics before. There's always like a huge ring, you know, around the ice. And then all the fucking, you know, the regular ass stadium seating is there. A fucking hockey rink isn't 100 yards long, so I just don't see why they don't push us all forward. You could seat more fucking people. It's not like they needed more people anyway. We actually set a record here in Dallas, over 85,000 people crammed into that fucking stadium, which I don't think it was a fire hazard, otherwise they wouldn't have fucking done it that way. But they made the announcement, and all our, you know, all our fucking section just, you know, hollering about it and excited, like, yeah, we set a fucking record, we did something, you know, which I don't fucking care, I don't get excited about that. It is pretty fucking impressive, though, to hear, you know, I'm just gonna say there was probably, let's just be generous and say there was 10,000 Predators fans there, let's just be generous. Out of, you know, that puts us at 75,000. To hear 75,000 fucking people chanting, "Let's go Stars," is, dude, that's like, you know, that gives me the fucking goosebumps, dude. I can't help it. It's just all on one page. Just like when I went to that playoff game, which happened to be also versus the Predators. We just have their fucking number, man. Any of you Nashville fans, you're all so fucking respectful. And, dude, I'll tell you what, the amount of spandex that was at that game was ridiculous. You couldn't look anywhere without seeing a spandex-covered ass. I think some men were wearing spandex, too. Which, I mean, that's, you know, that's your prerogative. You do whatever you want. But, yeah, dude, 75,000 people either yelling, "Ref, you suck," or, dude, we got the fucking wave going. I'm going to be posting videos, by the way. If you don't follow me already, follow me on Twitter, at Drink Until You. Follow me on Instagram, Drink Until You Podcast. Follow me on Facebook. I'm going to be posting up shit. I'm mostly active on Twitter, by the way. If you don't have a Twitter, just go ahead and get one and follow me. But I'll be posting content all week long. I just recorded so many fucking videos. I really, really wanted to go early and meet, like, Belfour and Madonna and all those dudes. Troy Aikman and Ricky Williams dropped the puck. I really wanted to find a way to get their autograph. I'm not big on autographs, but, dude, if I'm there, I'm gonna get it, you know? If I'm standing in line to meet somebody. And I was a little disappointed after the game with Tyler Seguin, because he, you know, he went straight on the bus, whereas Janmark came out and kind of signed a couple of autographs, took a couple of pictures, which was really fucking cool. Bishop came out, signed a couple of autographs, took a couple of pictures, really fucking cool, and I see Seguin sneak on the bus. I'm like, nah, you motherfucker. Dude, you're like the star player. Come on, dude. You got to come out and say what's up at least for half a second. But obviously, overall, I'm happy with the fucking result. 4-2, and we were looking goddamn rough in that first period. Probably the first half of the game. Something shifted in between periods somewhere, because it's just like every other fucking Stars game. And I know, Nashville, you probably don't want to hear this. Or other NHL teams, you probably don't want to hear me bitch about it. But, dude, the calls for the Dallas Stars are so fucking one-sided. It's that way every season. I watch almost every fucking game. I'm not just... Dude, when a team has six goddamn power plays and we don't have one, that's lopsided. That's not... And I'm not saying, you know, we're playing a perfect game. I know that we're not. We're hacking people. You know, we're cross-checking. But the other team is fucking doing it too. And when the whole stadium goes, "Ah, what the fuck, ref, you suck!" 75,000 people screaming that. You know? I know I'm not wrong. I know I'm not wrong about this. So the first half of the game, we're just getting fucking smoked. Our strategy's off. We're getting fucking penalties. Dude, Corey Perry, it was like everybody's all amped up. Everybody's excited. The crowd's going fucking nuts. It's the loudest crowd, by the way, that I've ever heard. And I know I said that about Game 6 when we played Nashville and we moved on. But this, I mean, obviously, just the amount of people there is enough to fucking make you go deaf, you know? Am I screaming right now because I am deaf from all the people just yelling in my ear? And me yelling? I don't know. But anyway, I was going to make a point. I don't remember what the fuck it was. Hey, by the way, tonight I am drinking, once again, my Italian margarita. Hopefully you have something delicious to drink in front of you. Cheers. But yeah, dude, overall a great fucking game. I whatever thought I was about to spew out, it's gone. It's escaped me now. So overall, great game. Oh, that's what it was. But yeah, we're getting rolled in the first half of the game, and something shifted in the intermission to where it was like the refs just started kind of evening out the calls, which should, you know, I'm not saying it needs to be 50-50 every fucking game. No, obviously not. Some teams are going to play a little bit dirtier, or, you know, maybe not even dirtier, just be a little bit sloppier, which causes penalties, or penalties, as I like to say. but you know, something kind of evened out. And, dude, we had a hell of a game the rest of the game. Bishop shut it down after getting two goals scored on him. Oh, that's what I was going to say. Corey Perry, everybody's all fucking amped up, excited. They dropped the puck, and like less than 2 minutes in, Corey Perry hits somebody, and he's fucking ejected. We see him just like walking down the tunnel. We're like, what the fuck? He just got ejected? What the fuck is this? You know, and apparently I saw the replay a few minutes ago. He did kind of elbow the guy in the head. He raised his elbow a little bit and got the guy in the head. And, you know, the guy was sprawled out or whatever on the ice for a minute, which he got up. He was okay. I forget who he hit. But that's going to cost us. Corey Perry probably won't be playing for a good at least two games, I would assume, which, you know, it is what it is. I definitely agree with the call. I did see his elbow raise. It sucks, but, you know, Corey Perry definitely isn't the cleanest player in the league, but I'm not saying he was trying to do it intentionally to hurt him at all, but it was just a bad play. They ran into each other. He kind of raised his elbow. He's going to get suspended, which I fully support. Like, any athlete getting hit in the head, we got to cut that shit out. I know football, it's they're trying to correct it, but it's inevitable that you're going to get hit in the head, you know? Especially if you're a lineman just fucking crunching each other over and over and over. That's or a running back, you know, or a fucking, you know, linebacker. You're constantly tackling people if you're good, if you're doing your job right. But yeah, dude, Corey Perry ejected early on in the game. We're like, what the fuck? And then we shoot the puck out of play. Delay of game. I'm like, fuck, a 5-on-3. They score on it, of course, in this whole fucking section. Dude, they actually had a lot of people come out for the Predators, and they all kind of sat in the same section. I'm wondering how they got all their tickets together, because it seemed to be that one section where it was just a fucking sea of yellow jerseys. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know what happened, but, yeah, so they had a lot of fucking fans there. Obviously, it was in Dallas, so we're gonna have a few more there. But a lot of fucking fun, and, you know, everything was really fucking... Dude, the coolest part about this whole thing, I don't know how it's been, obviously, like, when they've done this in other places. I've never been to a Winter Classic before. But, dude, the fact that they opened the Midway, you could ride rides like you were going to the State Fair of Texas before the game and also after the game. There were people still riding rides and playing, you know, the carnival games and all that shit. Dude, it was just a great fucking atmosphere, dude. I had so much fun. And you should see that I wondered how they were going to cool the ice the whole time. They have these massive fucking just cooling trucks. That's all they're just like 18-wheeler, what are those fucking trailers? You know, just a big-ass fucking thing parked there, and that's how they keep, I guess they, I don't know. I would assume they have to have some kind of vent underneath to shoot like cold fucking air to keep the ice frozen. I don't fucking know. It was actually kind of chilly today, but it's definitely wasn't chilly enough to keep the ice frozen. So, they did fucking pig races, which is, that has to be a Texas thing, right? That was kind of strange. All kinds of shit. Dude, the fucking World War One or Two planes that flew over when the game started and they're shooting off the fireworks, dude, was fucking epic. You know, most of the time you're just expecting like a jet, you know, four jets, which is still fucking cool. Like, don't get me wrong, still fucking cool. They flew these fucking four old school planes over the stadium and it was fucking... The chick next to me, I was so envious because she got a perfect video of those planes flying over. I was like, God damn, I want to get that. But, yeah, dude, everybody was so fucking cool. I'm so happy we won the game. I think we're in third place in the division right now. Right, we're tied with Colorado at the moment. But I think we played one more game than they have. But we have Colorado coming up soon, so we can knock that out as long as we don't lose a couple in between the time we play them and now. But, yeah, dude, fucking great, just round of fucking applause, Dallas. You did a great job. NHL, you did a great fucking job. I still would have been happy even if we lost, and for a while there I was thinking we were going to lose. We got our first goal with like a minute left in the second period, and then the third period, dude, we fucking smashed them, dude. We fucking smashed them. It was great. We have Nashville's number for whatever reason, but, equally, Florida Panthers have our number, so, you know, what are you going to do? Let's go ahead and mention the fucking Cowboys. They're out of the playoffs. All right, that's it for the Cowboys. that's all I want to say about my Dallas Cowboys. I don't want to get into it. I don't want to talk about it. Don't talk to me about it. Just leave me alone about it. But hopefully you guys had a great New Year. Hopefully you didn't do anything fucking stupid. Are you all still with me? Hopefully you're not sitting in fucking jail, which you wouldn't be able to hear this anyway. I don't know, would you? They seem to have a pretty good fucking life most of the time in jail. They're just like, here's a new set of AirPods and a new iPhone and 3 meals a day and memory foam mattresses. I don't know. That's not fucking true, but you get the shit beat out of you and you gotta always watch your back. But anyways, Jesus Christ, that went dark real quick. Hope you guys had a great New Year. I know I did. It was a little rough there for a little while. I just wasn't in the best fucking mood. I don't know what it is about the holidays, man. I don't know what it is that I just dislike, but it's like when it comes to, it's everything sounds fun to do. Hey, we're gonna go do this. Hey, we're gonna go do that. Hey, come over here. Hey, go over there. I'm like, yeah, man, that sounds fun. But when it comes down to it and it's like, we're about to leave to go do the thing, I'm just like, I don't fucking want to do this. I want to sit on my ass and watch fucking TV at home with my family. That's it, you know? I don't want to go with anybody else's family. I don't want to listen to your fucking stories, you know? Your drunken stories. I don't know. Who wants to listen to my drunken stories anyway? Let me take another drink. My throat is fucking dry. So, let's go ahead and get to it. I teased it on Twitter the other day. A little information about Jim Montgomery. I will not tell you the name of the source. I will not tell you anything of that nature because I don't want to get anybody in trouble. Let's just say a friend of a friend, okay? This is what I'm hearing about Jim Montgomery, if you've been waiting. Basically, the reason they let him go was because he was under investigation by the NHL. First off, heavy drinking problem, which I think most Dallas fans knew. If you didn't, you probably weren't paying attention. Jim Montgomery, heavy drinking problem. The second thing he was doing was betting on the games. I don't know if he was betting on Dallas Stars games. I don't know if he was betting on just NHL games in general. But that's a no-no. As the head coach, you can't bet on games. And here's the other theory, and I will give my girl 100% credit because she came up with this theory. And it actually kind of has some legs after I got this information. I don't know how true it is. But there were certain times, certain games, where he was sitting out key players. Radulov being one of those key players. Foxa, he does a lot for, like penalty kill and stuff like that. But he's sitting out key players. So now I'm going back and I'm thinking, those games where Radulov was a healthy scratch, or maybe Ben Bishop, everybody's thinking he's the main fucking goaltender. He should be in goal. And then Hudobin's in there, just oddly. You know, it's like, wait, why isn't Bishop playing? We haven't played in like fucking 4 days. This is kind of strange, you know? I don't know. I don't have any. None of this is confirmed, by the way. I'm just a guy on a podcast drinking a fucking Italian margarita. So take this with a grain of salt. I don't want to get anybody in trouble. I don't want to get myself in trouble if the Dallas Stars organization happens to fucking hear this by chance. But that's what I'm hearing. Heavy drinking problem, and he was betting on games. Which games? I don't know. Was he throwing Dallas Stars games so he can make some money? And my friend said it best. Shout out, Adam. To you, he said it best, that's a fucking addiction, man. That gambling, that's a fucking addiction, because coaches make good money. You know, they make above average money. I'm sure Montgomery has a very, very nice house, you know, and provides for his whole family. His wife probably doesn't have to work, you know, shit like that. So he wasn't hurting for the money. It's just like the fucking addiction, the sickness, you know, which people can get in, you know, any walk of life for fucking anything. You can have an addiction to fucking Pop-Tarts, which I think my kids have an addiction to Pop-Tarts, with all the Pop-Tarts sitting in my car right now. By the way, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. I do this podcast in my car, but I quickly stumble into my apartment and I fall the fuck asleep. So, don't drink and drive, get an Uber, get a Lyft. I don't know if I'm doing drink recommendations tonight. I'm trying to find them right now. That's kind of why my my words are so sporadic. I can't do fucking two things at once. But, yeah, dude, that's the breaking fucking news. I've never broken any news, and it's not official. It's not official news, but I'm breaking the unofficial news to where, a friend of a friend, and, I will tell you, I won't say any names, like I said earlier, but it is a pretty fucking credible source. Somebody close to the team, and, yeah, that's all I'm gonna fucking say. I hope... I like Monty, man. Like, I think he was a hard ass on the players, but I think as head coach, he got to be a hard ass. So that made, you know, probably players not like him. That probably made some fans not like him. I think he's a good dude. He just, you know, he's human. That's what we fail to remember a lot of times with these athletes and shit is they're fucking human, man. They have the same goddamn problems we have. You know, maybe not the exact same problems. Money can fix a good amount of things, but it doesn't fucking fix everything. It does not make you a whole person. You know, you have to find that for yourself. All right, let's not get fucking preachy. I'm just saying, you know, we forget that these people are human. They do have addictions. They do have problems. And I don't think he's a bad dude. I would love if he could somehow eventually come back. I would love to see that. It probably won't happen. But, Monty, if you ever hear this, I wasn't saying this to throw your business out there, but at the same time, it's been a while. You should have come out and said something. Like, the people of Dallas needed to hear something, because the Dallas Stars weren't going to say anything. The NHL hasn't said anything, and you guys know, if you're paying attention to hockey, this is, you know, an ongoing thing right now. There's coaches being fired left and right for saying things, for abusing players. What's the guy's name? Mark Crawford, I think, was abusing some players and shit, which is, you know, Jesus Christ. How? I just don't understand how that happens. Hockey players are goddamn fucking tough, you know? But it can happen to anybody, you know? Like, it can happen to fucking anybody. It doesn't matter how much money you have. If you're trying to get a paycheck or you're trying to get playing time and the coach is smacking you around a little bit, what are you going to do? You know, if you fight him, you get fired. If you say something, you get benched. Fired is not the proper word for athletes, but cut from the team? I don't fucking know. He's a free agent now. Anyways, so that's the news. I've been trying to get on this podcast and say that shit, but I've had a lot going on with, excuse me, with New Year's and everything like that. So next order of business, man. I've been hearing a lot about this Impossible Burger. Let's search this right now. How many grams of estrogen does the Impossible Burger have? Because you guys know I'm trying to be fucking vegan, man. Like, I want to be vegan and, you know, it's not working out so well around the holidays. I fucking love food, dude. I fucking love food. I love brisket. I love fucking tacos. I love all that shit. So it's really hard. So this says the Impossible Whopper, which I haven't tried yet, has 44 milligrams of estrogen. Excuse me, it was not grams. 44 milligrams of estrogen compared to just 2.5 nanograms of beef in the beef whopper. 2.5, yeah, because that's real fucking beef. That has the other in it, doesn't it? What's the opposite of estrogen? Is testosterone? No, it doesn't have fucking testosterone in it. It has some... Is it HGH? I don't fucking know what it does. I don't know what it is. Anyways, so this is a big thing going on right now with this Impossible thing, saying it's going to make men grow man tits and all this and that. So I've searched here, which link should I click on here? I've searched here, how much estrogen can a male absorb? This is just coming from the male perspective. Obviously, it doesn't really matter as much with women. I believe they can still get too much if they're just eating these fucking things all the time. They might overdose. So here's my stupid theory. I have no degree in nutrition, but I've researched a little bit in my life before. I kind of used to want to be a bodybuilder. I was doing the workouts. I was reading nutrition books. So I learned a lot in that time period in my life. But anyways, so what I've been told and what I know, me and Connor actually just got in a fucking argument about that. Not an argument. We got in a debate. More of a debate, you know. Argument implies that it's like, you're a stupid motherfucker. No, we don't fucking talk to each other like that. But anyways, so we got in a little debate about how much of things you can absorb. So like protein, for example, It's supposedly, you can, I hate when people say supposedly, don't you? I said supposedly, I think. I don't know, I'm kind of slurring a little bit now, I'm fucking exhausted. Supposedly, you can only absorb 30 grams of protein out of whatever meal you eat, you know, within a certain time frame. I don't know the fucking time frame, I didn't do that much research, I did a little research. So let's just say, just for fuck's sake, you can absorb 30 grams of protein per hour, or per 2 hours. Let's go 2 hours, because that seems a little bit more reasonable. So if you eat 60 grams of protein, you can only absorb 30, then you would piss out the other 30, right? Or excrete it somehow, fucking sweat it out, shit it out, I don't fucking know. So I'm wondering, this is just my theory, if estrogen works the same way, I don't know. If you can only absorb so much per couple of hours per meal, I don't fucking know. I'm clicking this link. Let this load real quick, and let's try to get some kind of, like, I don't know. Jesus Christ, I'm already having trouble with the first word on this website. Estradiol, E2, we're just going to call it E2. I'm assuming that's estrogen. E2 plays critical roles in female maturation, sexual receptivity, ovulation, and fertility. And many mammals, contact with males can similarly affect these female parameters, whereas male excretions contain significant quantities of E2. So men are getting rid of it, women are keeping it. Okay. We administered radio-labeled E2 to male mice in doses representing a small fraction of their I'm too fucking stupid to read this goddamn website. Fraction of their E2. Let's just go with that. The males were paired with sexually receptive females, and radioactivity was traced into the female system. In experiment 1, males were given E2 at 24 and 1 hour before mating, male to female. E2 transfer intensified. Wait, we're just talking about transferring? I just want to know how much. Goddamn, I hate the fucking internet, man. I can't get a straight answer. This isn't even the introduction. This is abstract. Here's the introduction. Oh my god, dude. I can't fucking read this whole. I will bore you guys. Are you guys trying to go to sleep right now? I really want to know, because if you are, I should definitely read this fucking 20-page report on estrogen. This is just so goddamn E2. Get the fuck out of here. Table 1. There's tables. I can't fucking do this. Anyway, that was the point. That was the overall fucking point. Somebody email me. I don't have time to research this right now. DrinkItTillYouPodcast@gmail.com. If you are a scientist, I don't know why you're listening to this podcast. If you're a doctor of some sort, I also don't know why you're listening to this podcast. But I'm grateful you're here. So email me, drinkitillyoupodcast@gmail.com. Is there a limit to the amount of estrogen a male can absorb? That's actually a really good question. I need to ask it that way. Can I remember? Is there a limit to the amount of estrogen a male can absorb? Good God, that was rough. Estrogen in men, how it works, and what high or low levels. I just got to fucking read more of this. You guys, I didn't prepare on this part of the podcast. Yeah, sorry about that. I didn't do drink recommendations this time. I'll get you guys next week. I'm sure you already got something to fucking drink. Let's see here real quick. How much do I have left? I got to chug this. 29 minutes in. I've rambled about the Winter Classic for probably 18 of those minutes. Which, like I said, follow me on Twitter. @DrinkUntilYou. I'll be posting pictures, videos. You got to see the video I posted of this guy in front of me. He's got a straight on fucking mullet, and they're playing music, you know, during intermission and shit like that. This dude is fucking headbanging, and it's one of the great, it's America, you know, that's all I could think was America. I'm like, I'm American because I'm in America. That guy has a mullet and he's American and he's fucking headbanging, and I think it's fucking awesome. You know, like, dude, you gotta see this fucking, he was the nicest fucking dude too. Apparently he's kind of like a, I don't know if you want to say a legend, but he's well known around DFW sports because he goes to so many sporting events, and he's got this crazy ass long mullet, and he's fucking into it the whole fucking time. And he was just really, really fun to be around. So I recorded him secretly, like a fucking creep, like a creepo. And sorry about that, bro. I meant to get a picture with you and let you know that I recorded you, but I was just way too excited to be there and, you know, excited that we won. So anyway, let me pause real quick. I'll find some music for you guys. I got to down this drink real quick. Drink until you podcast. Drink it until the last drop. One sec. All right, guys. I'll talk to you next fucking Thursday. Thanks once again, Jeremy, for the ticket. That was such a huge fucking deal for me, and I really appreciate it. And go Stars. I'll talk to you next Tuesday. Let's drink the rest of this. All right, guys. Bye.